Now, the Irish Examiner reports that an unpublished HSE audit of prescribing practices in child mental health services has not found evidence of overprescribing of medication in any region other than South Kerry. The Minister of State at the Department of Health has confirmed, and that is Minister Mary Butler. The audit began in July last year on the back of the Maskey report, which revealed that hundreds of children received risky treatment from a doctor in the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service in South Kerry. Some 46 children were found by the Maskey report to have suffered significant harm, and 240 were put at risk while attending. Well, 240 further patients, children and teenagers, were found to be put at a significant risk while attending South CAMHS over a five-year period between 2016 and 2020. Of that 240 who were found to have been put at significant risk, 227 of them were being seen by one particular doctor. Now, the Examiner reports that the audit has yet to be published, but speaking at the publication by the Irish College of General Practitioners, the Junior Minister, Mary Butler, said the issues appear to have been confined to South Kerry CAMHS. I'm joined on the line this morning by Keith Rowell, Senior Partner with Coleman Legal, which represents some of the children and their families affected by the CAMHS scandal. Good morning to you, Keith. Thank you for joining us on Radio Kerry. What is your response to what the Minister has said?
Good morning, Tressa. Frankly, I'm quite surprised by her comments due to the fact that I've obviously been attending a large number of homes in North Kerry where, certainly in my view, there would be concerns over-prescribing. It's obviously she has relayed her comments in relation to South Kerry only, and I note her choice of words in relation to it appears to be in South Kerry only. But look, my opinion would be quite different to the Minister in that regard. Again, she's only mentioned one of the deficits in care, one of the many deficits in care that have been acknowledged in the Maskey report, which is overprescribing. But overprescribing is completely different to inappropriate prescribing. It's, you know, there's no mention of any of the other deficits in care, which are equally as concerning, and that were documented in the Maskey report. So when someone is overprescribed medication, or prescribed any medication for that matter, they need to be closely monitored, especially in relation to atypicals, which are antipsychotic medications. A lot of antipsychotic medication from, in my opinion, and from certainly from the houses that I visited in North Kerry, there's a lot of children and families being inappropriately prescribed this medication to treat illnesses which they may or may not have, and even if they have been diagnosed with these illnesses, particular illnesses, this medication is completely inappropriate for those children to be prescribed at the outset. And following on from that, they should obviously be monitored very closely, but prior to any prescription of medication, the children need to be assessed correctly, and ultimately they have to be offered talk therapies or CBT, some place or some surrounding where they can relay their concerns to a clinician. And unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be, certainly wasn't the case in South Kerry. The work I've been doing in North Kerry, it certainly isn't the case either. Unfortunately, HSE hasn't completed their report. As far as I'm aware, they may not have commenced their report in North Kerry yet. But I think that's quite a blanket statement from Minister Butler, and I think it may cause offence to some North Kerry households,
now,
as well as households all over the country.
Back in January, the HSE announced an independent review would be carried out into mental care that children and teenagers received in North Kerry. We haven't gotten the results of this audit yet, the results of this audit for North Kerry yet. So we don't know what status it's at. But you're saying you're not sure if it's been commenced.
I'm not sure. All I know, it was due to be completed in May of this year, and as of now, I have, from the information I've garnered, I don't believe that they have acquired a consultant psychiatrist in the form of Sean Maskew, prepared a South Kerry report. I don't believe they have a psychiatrist available who's willing or available to do the report at this stage. So unfortunately, these families in North Kerry are left in limbo at the moment, and it's very clear from our instructions and the instructions that Coleman Legal are receiving from a large number of North Kerry families that very, very similar issues have occurred in the North Kerry region. It's the same clinicians that are practicing out in North Kerry that were involved in the treatment of South Kerry patients. So as you can imagine, families are extremely concerned, and I've seen it myself. I've seen the bags of medication, the overprescribing of medication from my perspective. which is inappropriate without comprehensive assessments done at the outset. So there is a huge amount of concern in North Kerry, and the report needs to be prioritised immediately. I'm sure the HSE will say they're prioritising it, but at this stage I don't believe they have a consultant who has commenced work and started reviewing the files.
And again, we'll have to verify this with the HSE, but it is very difficult. And this is one of the problems that came out, or that was found in the Mask report, the inavailability or the lack of availability of consultants, of specialists who can work in this area, who are willing to work for the HSE. There seems to be a shortage of consultant psychiatrists.
Maybe so, but unfortunately, the vulnerable children and families that I ask for can't look at that as their major concern. They have been inappropriately prescribed medication without comprehensive assessments, and that's where the problem lies from my perspective. I'm sure the HSE have a long list of contacts that they can acquire a consultant psychiatrist through. Thankfully, Sean Maskey prepared a very comprehensive report. The blueprint is there for them to commence the report in North Kerry, but unfortunately, certainly no families have been informed in relation to whether it is being commenced or not, despite the fact that this report was meant to be completed, as far as I'm aware, in May. However, it's my understanding, maybe the HSC will confirm otherwise, but it's my understanding that the HSC don't have a consultant who is on board to prepare this review. And as I've said previously, this review is going to have to stretch back 15 years or so. They're only doing it at the moment. They've put the parameters on it in relation to children who are currently in the care of CAMHS. However, I've relayed several times to the HSE, to the Mental Health Commission, that this report needs to stretch back 15 years or so, where these clinicians who were responsible for the care were working.
Now, just going back to the statement made by the Minister for State Responsibility for Mental Health, Mary Butler, where she said the unpublished HSE audit of prescribing practices in child mental health services found no evidence of over-prescribing of medication. You raise this point, which is interesting, and I'd like to go back to that. She doesn't mention inappropriate medication as opposed to over-prescription or over-prescribing.
No, look, and again, I haven't had the luxury of seeing the report. Obviously, the Minister has seen a draft of it. So I have to be mindful of what comments I'm making, but that's immediately struck me that she has mentioned the over-prescribing of medication. Thankfully, that may not be the case throughout the country, and hopefully children haven't been over-prescribed medication. However, there's inappropriate prescribing of medication. There's pharmacological intervention, which means children are being put on medication at their first appointments without any receiving any therapies at all. There's polypharmacy, which is on several medications at the one time. And there's inadequate baseline monitoring. So there is inappropriate testing done of children, vulnerable children, who may be non-verbal, who may have other difficulties, who present, obviously, as very vulnerable children and want to immediately effectively not be in the room with the consultants or the psychiatrists, and they need to be assessed on a case-by-case basis, and obviously they need to be followed very closely after they are prescribed medication. Well, we are taking a lot of instructions from around the country, Tressa. We're taking up medical-legal reports in relation to the care that young children and young adolescents are receiving, that former children and young adolescents are receiving who are now adults. And the reports that we're receiving and the preliminary review in the report is there's significant concerns by our consultants who are preparing the report from the UK. There's significant concerns in relation to what they're seeing in the files.
Finally,
This isn't a South Kerry problem only. Again, we think it's going to be quite a problem out in North Kerry. So I think it's an inappropriate comment for Minister Butler to make. But please, sorry, Tressa, go ahead.
And I suppose to say in the Minister's defence, because she's not here, Mary Butler it's always struck me that she's always been very open about this situation and about the failings, the terrible failings of how children certainly were treated in the North Kerry, South Kerry, I should say, child and mental health services. She's always been very open and very frank and been amenable to holding up her hands and saying, look, this wasn't good enough. She certainly couldn't be accused of hiding or suppressing any information in relation to this.
I'm certainly not making those assertions either, Tressa. I haven't seen that report, but
yeah.
I'm very aware of what's transpired in North Kerry, and I note that she has distinctly mentioned South Kerry only And okay. as I said, from the volume of the instructions our offices are receiving, you know, she's quite wide of the mark in that regard, and that's from our perspective.
Mm-hmm. And that's from your perspective. Could I ask you finally, families that you're in contact with, Keith, we're speaking to solicitor Keith Rowles, families whose children are still receiving treatment from Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, CAMHS, either in North Kerry or South Kerry, what are they have services improved? Has care improved? Has medication improved?
That's a very broad question, and thankfully, in some circumstances, the treatment that families are receiving has improved, absolutely. But unfortunately, there are still very upset mothers and fathers out there. There's still some very upset children who have been assured treatment and haven't had the opportunity to see consultants. There's a huge turnover in consultants. And look, you've discussed already the difficulty in acquiring a consultant, and it's a very difficult challenge for any consultant to come to South Kerry to treat these children who, unfortunately, there's a significant amount of medical records on the file, and it compromises any treatment that may occur going forward. So I bet psychiatrists or consultants are very careful and minded in that regard. But I believe the treatment is improving, but there is still some very upset families out there in relation to obviously what has occurred, but certainly in relation to what treatment they're getting going forward. And I'm just thinking of one mother who was on to me last week who was appalled, considering she was brought into an apology, which I attended with her in Christmas of 2022, and she has not had an appointment with a consultant yet. And relate the language she has used, but I will paraphrase it, that her child has effectively been left on the side of the road, busy road, and a dangerous road, and nobody's given him any care or attention at all. And ultimately, it's a huge issue for the family, considering that they've received an apology with the acknowledged deficits in care, and unfortunately they're still not getting the attention or the regard that they deserve.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you for your time. We've been speaking to Keith Rowles, senior partner with Coleman Legal, which represents many of the children and their families affected by the CAMHS scandal.